What up, what up, what up? Hey, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hey, I just want to let you know, I know everybody can't always support and donate to the podcast, but hey, if you can do a one-time donation, I put up a Buy Me a Coffee link in this description of the podcast. So if you go to the description of the podcast, it'll be at the bottom, and you can just go to that link and you buy me a cup of coffee, or two if you want. And that would just help support the show, and I can wake up a little bit more and bring you more info. So thanks for listening to the podcast. If you can donate, that would be much appreciated. And let's get on to the show. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourself. So today, we're going to talk about a really interesting episode that's on, guy, it's a deep space episode, and they're talking about the Arcturians. Now, I've done a podcast about the Arcturians before, but honestly, there's so much more information that's come to light that I wanted to share with you guys. Now, I'm not 100% sure, about the Arcturians. This is going to be like new information for me as well as for you guys. It's going to be fun to share. Apparently, these guys aren't really well known. They're located in the constellation Boots, I guess, is Boots. But Edgar Cayce, you know, who's an occultist and that's what they had on here. Occultist and, a seer, a medium, actually. I shouldn't say a cult, because a cult has like a negative connotation, but he was a seer. I highly respect him, highly respect him. I don't really like that they call him an occultist, because, you know, I think that has a lot of negative mentality behind it. But he stated, and I've read a bunch of his books because I think he's the real deal. He stated the Arcturians are one of the most advanced races in the universe. They are a blue being, and they stand about 6 to 10 feet tall. And they have come to Earth, and they are healers. They have large heads and almost almond-shaped eyes, so they're not like the Greys, okay? They're an advanced species that have come to help humanity since the beginning of time, basically. You know, they're fighting against other species to try to help us. But what we learned through many clients under hypnosis is that Arcturians are living on a planet full of light, according to one hypnotist, that they often show themselves with dark eyes, about 7 to 10 feet tall. And they're similar in body. They have five fingers, five toes, but they appear to be bluish. Their skin looks kind of cold, but they're actually pretty warm in general. They have a smaller nose and they have a small mouth. And the reason for that is that they don't actually have to eat. They can merely drink what they need. Now, what's interesting is that they communicate through telepathy, and they communicate with humans in a non-threatening way, very loving manner. They're super compassionate, but they're also super logical. So it's kind of like almost like Spock in a way. So, like, you know, they say if you encounter an Arcturian, you know, it would be very similar to Spock. You know, they intentionally kind of isolated out emotions so that they don't have to have the issue of trying to be worried about, you know, where they're going. It's just all straightforward. So it's, hey, did you get this done? Yes, I got this done. Hey, did you do this? Yes, I did this. So that they can move forward in a logical method that makes sense for them. So when they encounter humans, they don't really understand us as well as we would like. Our culture is a bit different. We're so focused on emotion and our needs and our wants, right? Like, I want this, so I'm going to go get this. And we don't really think about a lot of other humans. You know, we're so focused on our families, which is pretty common, but these species, the Arcturians, are more socially developed to encompass and assist the entire community. So they've captured a higher type of love that allows them to connect and coexist, and ensure that their species continues to develop, not just themselves, but their entire species. Now, they have a neuroscientist on here that actually attributes a lot of her patents and technologies to heal brain trauma from her direct contact with experience with the Arcturians. So this is really interesting because Tesla that said he actually obtained a lot of information from aliens as well, because of his brain waves. If you have a certain brainwave path, you're very calm, you're open, receptive to communication, you can actually receive a lot of information. But it's kind of like built into your DNA. And what they found in with Richard Doty, who is the Office of Special Investigations officer for the Air Force, stated that one of the things they found out was that we have a lot of alien DNA, and when they take DNA for military recruits, they actually take their DNA and test it for alien DNA to find out which type of alien DNA they have. They could have any range of different types of DNA. It could be reptilian, it could be Arcturian, it could be a gray, it could be, a Nordic, could be anything. So they actually take your DNA when you're in the military, and they find out what you are and what you have, so that they can find out what kind of special capabilities you might have and how they can use you. What's interesting with the Arcturians is that if you end up having the capability and have their DNA, it's easy to communicate with them. Now, did this doctor have that capability? Maybe she did. But she said she started communicating with them at an early age, at age 4, actually. And she said they don't use language, they use telepathy. Their cranium is larger than ours, but not by too much. And she communicated with one alien in particular, or Arcturian in particular, and she stated that his demeanor was very elegant, that there were always sparks around him, like an energetic field, which I think is interesting. And she stated that they gave her a lot of information for technology. So I think that's where we get a lot of these geniuses from, is that they're able to tap in, because of their genetic code, they're able to tap into some higher frequencies. I remember being younger, and I'm not saying, I'm special or anything, but I remember being younger and hearing different frequencies. Like, when I was a teen, I could predict what songs were going to be on the radio before I turned it on. I could predict kind of what things were going to happen, like right before they'd happen, or if somebody was going to call, I could predict who it was going to be. I would, right before waking, I would have this amazing idea, like for a song or for an idea for a patent for an item, something useful. And it's those moments right before you wake that, they're there, and they're capable for you to capture if you can lay there for a moment, think about them, immediately get up and record it. If you have your phone right next to you, or write it down as much as you can and stay focused in that thought, because immediately when you wake up and your eyes adjust to this world, you immediately start to focus on the here and now, and what's in this room, right? It's like the walking into another room phenomena. The second you walk from one room into another, and you knew what you were going in there for, you totally forget, right? Happens all the time. It's the same thing. You're in this dream state world, and you have all this information from this collective unconscious, or this other spiritual frequency, and you lose it when you wake up. So you have to write it down and record it. So she states she had numerous encounters with this Arcturian. His name was He. Interestingly enough, he probably made it very simple for her at being 4 years old, right? And she was able to obtain the capacity for to shift her frequency. to shift her frequency to be able to communicate with these individuals. We have another individual, Debbie Solaris, who also offered some insights into the galactic history as well as the Arcturians. The Arcturians actually developed the Intergalactic Space Station, the Intergalactic Federation, or Galactic Federation. The A that they developed, that we kind of call them Arcturians, the A is in their symbol for the Galactic Federation. So that Star Trek symbol that we use for almost everything in the Space Force and in Star Trek came from the Arcturians. Their symbol is the symbol for the Galactic Federation. So it's part of our own pop culture as well as theirs. What's interesting is they also have auras. They have a specific look to them, and their skin emanates this bluish-greenish aura that comes off, especially for this particular viewer and particular contactee. For her, she stated that most of the individuals she encountered were 5 feet tall or so. She states a lot of them were healers, and they had and were trained with crystals. A lot of Arcturians work with crystals and technology, and they're masters of psychology. So they use everything at their disposal to heal themselves, to benefit their society, to become ambassadors and guides for other worlds. So they train their children at a very young age to become ambassadors, to have this knowledge, to know that this is their life plan. Now, what's interesting too is that they only have children with certain individuals. So what I mean by that is only certain individuals of the Arcturian species have children. It's not just everybody out for themselves like it is here on Earth. They work with energy. They are energy. They actually ingest light liquid to sustain themselves. So they have a lot of understanding of energies. And if they find two people that will work together to create the best possible scenario, then they will use those individuals to procreate that for their species. It's very important for the Arcturian culture. Now, these guys don't sleep very much either. They only sleep 2 hours a night, and they're awake for like 16, 17, 18 hours a day, maybe even longer, 20, 22. You know, that's a long time, right? And they also survive 500 years. It's a really long time. But what's interesting is they state that they are able to self-replicate when their body starts to die. They have this like little kangaroo pouch, and they start to breed, start to clone their own body so that they can transfer their energy into this baby in the pouch. It's an identical clone of the adult. So it's as the baby develops and it grows, it finally comes out of the pouch, and the consciousness, actually the soul and all the memories and the identity of the adult, transfer into the baby. And the baby now is a new version, though, of the same person. So it's a new version, but basically being reborn into a new form. That's how they figured it out. That's how they figured out how to continue the consciousness so that it doesn't go back into the light cycle. You don't have to be reborn or reincarnated. They can just continue. So they continue living on as this being. That's how you develop, right? You continue your consciousness into the next lifetime. And what's also interesting is they state that there's three different types of Arcturians. They state that there's the Dislentiplex, the Devonian, and the Corindians. I'm not sure if they're going to talk about the differences. They state that there's three distinct species. They have a common origin. Sounds like they're kind of like us. We have a common origin. They're highly telepathic. So we have a common origin with many different other planets as well. So we have the same alien DNA with many other planets, including Mars and some of the other planets in our own solar system, because we've all been genetically manipulated by at least 22 different genetic pharma races. So they start talking about the Arcturians and how, even though they have a bluish color, they look very human. And they act as kind of the guardians of the galaxy, if you will. Not like the guys in the movie, but I mean, they're trying to help us ascend from 3D to 4D to 5D. Because once you get hit energy level, then you're not actually physical. You're in that like fifth dimension. So that's kind of where they're at. They can change and descend into 3D, and become slightly physical. They can show themselves as physical, but they are actually fourth, fifth dimensional. So they're trying to help us ascend, but I think we have a long way to go. They have a long way to go. It seems like we have so much of a problem with, politics and loving each other that it's a challenge. It's a challenge. So these guys go to other planets and try to engage with them and try to understand how they develop and help us develop. They're very active in the Federation, the Galactic Federation. They work with many different species. So they actually develop these bases, the large ships. They almost look like the Death Star. They're basically big spheres, and in the Arcturian system, and then they disseminate them to other galaxies. Now, what's interesting is because the Arcturians and the Andromedans have no world anymore. Their world was destroyed. They live inside these huge circular spheres. Basically, they're worlds, but the planet and the atmosphere is on the inside. So they have these huge, like, almost imagine like a mall, right? Like an entire mall, but inside of a ball, a sphere, if you will. And they have huge garden areas. One level of a mall might be an entire garden area. Another level of the mall might be a pool or a watery area or a beach. And another level of the mall might be a forest preserve. Another level of the mall might be living quarters. So that's kind of how it's like laid out. At least that's how it's described. And you might have actual mall sections of the building as well. You might have shopping sections, that kind of thing. Although I don't think that they're probably using money anymore, right? They're probably just working as a commune. It's probably more socialist. But what's interesting as well is that even though the Arcturians come from another location, we do have DNA within us, that some individuals do have Arcturian DNA. Another experiencer, let me see if I can pull up his name here. Luis Claudio Quinto stated that Quintino stated that he has also had experiences with these individuals. He calls them ultra-terrestrials because they're in a different dimension, so I guess it kind of makes sense. But he states he's been shown a plethora of different biological categories of ET. So he's been shown all kinds of different species from these Arcturians. They'll bring him into the fourth, fifth dimension with his mind, with telepathy, and then they'll show him all of these different galaxies and where all these different entities live and how they interact with one another. And then he's brought back, and he states that the reason they're showing him this is because this could be the future for humans. This could be what we develop into if we can evolve spiritually. So that's why these guys are kind of showing him this, and they're showing some other people this as well. So it's really fascinating as we kind of work through this and we start to receive this information with these frequencies of music, technology, light, compassion, understanding, intelligence, logic. That we're continuing to ascend. So we're transforming our energy fields around us, and we'll be able to do this as we continue to ascend. Our energy body will be able to facilitate healing. Our soul body will be able to do that as well. As our mental understanding of energy increases, we'll be able to utilize it. So it's about learning, it's about understanding, it's about studying in application. And so once we start to really apply the information that we learn, then we'll be able to really ascend more rapidly. So I will leave you with this. I think the Arcturians are fantastic. I think they're interesting. I think they're out to help us. If they weren't, they could destroy us. They're here to assist in the positive development of our species. They are blue in nature. They do appear to be 7 to 10 feet tall. They do not look like the grays. They do have larger heads. Five fingers, five toes. And they do communicate with us through a variety of different ways. Although they are energy beings, they can present themselves in the three dimension, the 3D. But they can be fourth, fifth dimension, meaning they can be made of light or energy. That they have ascended the need for kind of like the physical. They ingest light. They ingest energy. But light liquid. Fascinating stuff. It's above and beyond our understanding. And they're here to help. So, what do you think? Arcturians, good guys, bad guys? Would you sit down and have some light liquid with them on one of their light ships? Learn about other galaxies and other beings and how to develop Earth into a better society? Utilizing frequencies, utilizing healing, utilizing understanding, and utilizing our own energy to develop into a higher essence of what humanity could be. I'll leave you with those thoughts. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. I hope you guys are having a fantastic evening or morning. I hope you guys are taking care of yourselves physically, spiritually, and emotionally everywhere you go. Protect your light, protect your being, protect your soul, protect your peace. Follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Until next time, guys, take care. Locked On Universe out.